Hey everyone, this is Austin Schur here with We Write About Music, and today I'm thrilled to have back on again Neil Armstrong. He has just released a fantastic new track. It's called Go On Up, and I'm super excited to talk to him all about it. Neil, how are you? What's going on?
Austin, it's great to see you again. And I'm so glad to be making music and to have some new music out, which is it's taken a while. It's been brewing for a long time. It's been a
That's
couple of
okay.
years since we spoke last.
Yeah, it's been almost 2 years, almost to the day, about a month shy.
I mean, what I really wanted to achieve was to write something really positive. That was my idea. It
I think
started
you've
from
nailed
there,
it. If
you
that
know.
was the goal, you've nailed it. This is, no, truly, like, it is upbeat, it's vibrant, it's positive. And I want to know, like, what's it about? Like, what inspired the song? What brought you back, I suppose?
I had written these two albums with my dear friend David Will Mitchell. He'd written the lyrics, I'd written the music, and we were in. The first album came out at the beginning of the pandemic. The second album came out as we were coming out of pandemic, but both of them were very much lockdown albums, and they're quite downbeat. I mean, they weren't desperate in their tone, but
No.
they were kind of, you know, very reflective, and some of it was pretty down. So first of all, I was really keen to do something which was had a bit more movement and positivity. Second thing I really wanted to do was to write my own lyrics, which I find difficult. I mean, you know, and anyone you can anyone can write lyrics, but
Sure.
to write lyrics that you're proud of or that you think is working with the music.
Of course.
So I apply I went on a songwriting course. Very, very useful. Really, really useful. I did a month-long course. Which was called the 30-Day Songwriter. It was an online course, and I did that with hundreds of other people from all around the world, and that was hosted by a Nashville-based, highly celebrated songwriter called Andreas Stolpe, who to whom I owe a lot, actually. Despite the fact it was an online course, she paid great attention to everyone, and.
Nice.
I think one of the things that I really learned was to you know, with the songwriting, rather than looking at the problem just straight in the face, you've got to kind of let it brew.
Of
And this
course.
song came out of day journaling. Day journaling, the idea is just you just write every day,
Sure.
and and out of that writing came this idea. Actually, the initial idea was a memory of there's actually a longer version which is going to come out
Oh.
a bit later. Is there something pinging in the background, Dawson? Should I switch that off? Can you hear us at your
I
end?
don't hear anything.
Oh, that's great. So there's a longer version. There's a sort of a club mix version that has an extra verse, which was the first verse I ever wrote, which was this memory of I used to play in the attic as a kid, and
Sure.
seeing the attic door and this sort of invitation to go up and play up in the
Yeah.
attic, and in the end, so that was kind of the way in to this song, and I also realized in doing the course that. Songs that I'd been writing up at this point, they weren't very groove based. You know, I'd usually start with a lyrical idea or maybe, you know, usually composing things on the piano. And, you know, I can write ballads all day long.
Sure. Now there's a very obvious pivot in this song compared to what I've heard last, but I like it. Like it obviously shows growth within what you've been able to do in the past, and you're making music that inspires you. And you know, I mean, yeah, songwriting is difficult. I feel like getting a message across in a creative and fun way is not an easy process, but obviously this has helped because you know you're confident enough to put this out.
I mean the group. So once I started working on the groove idea, I have this great keyboard that, you know, it's really funny. There's different bits of kit that really inspire you,
sure,
and some bits of kit that just never speak to you. I have quite a few keyboards, and I have one piano. It's an old electric piano, but somehow that's the piano where I kind of just really enjoy writing a lot.
Right.
But when I get to programming, I've got a Roland FA06, which has an onboard MIDI sequencer. Now, it's not the way that many people would way to do it, because you know you've got so many options. But actually, because I do it within the keyboard, you've got these restricted options. You've only got like 16 tracks, and you're limited to the sounds that are inside the Roland. And I've got to say, the Roland patches are fantastic. And you've got all the you've got access to the, you know, the original, you know, 808 patches and yeah. Juno sounds and so on. So the keyboards and the way that was working really got the electronic drum kit groove, and I
sure.
and took it into this. I mean, it's electro pop.
Yeah.
And I'm a keyboard player, so I love synth sounds. So I was very, you know, there's quite a lot of this sort of pulsating, you know, arpeggiating synths, and
yeah.
there's some very high lead synths, and there's some, you know, there's pad synths in the background, and it has a slightly retro feel, isn't it? The nostalgic kind
it
of
does I no
sound.
I'm happy that you brought that up, because I put it in my notes. Like, you've done a really nice job here of blending sounds from the past and keeping things modern at the same time. Like, there's enough depth in this song that you can listen to it over and over and pick new things out. Like, you can focus on different instruments, and each instrument brings a new element to the song, which is so nice. It's not one note. Like, there really is a lot of complexity to it, which is, from a production standpoint, like, it really pops.
Well, I'm glad you mentioned that, because, oh gosh, yeah, I have a challenge. Once I finish, you know, songwriting is one thing. You
sure.
get the lyrics and the chord changes and the feels, so it sorts that. And then you go into instrumentation, and you go into production, and you're tracking, and
of course.
Someone needs to tell me when to stop, because, you know, I
well, that's hey,
blaring stuff
every
up.
artist is a perfectionist
Yeah,
at that point. I understand it.
yeah, but the, you know, the, when I once I got all the tracks together, I say, oh, once I got the first pass of the tracks together, I went across, and I recorded them in my own studio.
Yeah,
I went across to my old José María Sagrista, who's based over. Sitting out here in southern Spain, he's based over there in Tarifa, it was very important to go to him, because José, what I had done was very sequenced and, you know, quantized and felt quite tight,
sure.
But it lacked that human element. So what we did with José was we put in quite a lot of live hand percussion, you know, the cymbal washes, and that's me, you know, that.
Yeah.
And there's a sort of a thing, there's a, so it's almost like a meditation bell that goes off at one point. There's all, you know, and there's also at the beginning, there's a sort of a rain stick kind of swoosh. So those were really, really important organic elements that then started to go in, and so I really appreciated that with José. But it was also interesting, because José, his background, I mean, he's a rock guitarist. He played guitar with one of the best known prog rock bands in Andalusia,
sure,
back in the 80s, and then had his own band, Vicious Circle, through the 90s, and he does a lot of flamenco recording as well. So he's a really good rock, acoustic flamenco producer. That's what he does. He is a sound producer, sound engineer, has his own studios, but he's not so much come to electropop. It's not really his style. And I could feel when he, as we left, and he'd done some premixes, I was thinking, gosh, I wonder if this is the one to really take this to the end. And and that started me looking for other options. So yeah, the reason this track's taking so long is because actually it sort of in various points it kind of fell into limbo. And after visiting
Okay.
Jose, that was one of the limbos. And I then I got in touch with a lovely chap who lives just down the valley called Andre Dubke. He's a German sound engineer and sound software engineer. And I'd met him at a music festival that I played at last year.
Nice.
And I said, "Hey, do you know?" And I know, and he produces music. He has his own little record label, and I knew he was a good pair of ears. So I sent it to him, and I said, "What do you think?" And he said, "Oh, he really gave me some good feedback. He was very positive about it." He said, "Look, I'd love to mix this." So I took his feedback, and we added in a bit more of the arpeggiating synth
Yeah.
sounds, and also some. There's a very ethereal synth that sits over the top in the chorus, which we added as well. And we also did, I have to admit, some vocal adjustments using Melodyne,
No
which
shame in that.
everyone does.
Yeah.
No, but it was interesting for me because I'd never really got into that before. And it's a very interesting tool. At the end, you have to play it like an instrument at the end. I mean, you record your
Exactly.
voice
Yeah.
and you don't want to make it too perfect. But you can help,
Right.
and you just
It's a
nudge it
tool.
in
That's
places.
all it is. I understand.
Yeah. So I sort of feel slightly ashamed, but I at the same time I feel quite proud to have got my head around it because
Don't get
I did the editing.
it fits the
And
electronic vibe of the track. I'll say that.
exactly, and that's what really good input from Andre because he said, look, for this genre, you need to tweak it in.
Right.
And you can't be because I don't sing perfectly and who does? But
Yeah.
this particular genre it really fitted. So that was good. And then
Nice.
Andre was gonna mix and master it. At the end of the day, for lots of reasons, he couldn't. So
Okay.
again, the song went into a lull. But it so happens that he'd been up in Germany, where he's from, up in northern Germany, and he'd visited his old friend and mentor,
Yeah.
who's a mix master engineer, a chap called Klaus Bollmann, who I didn't know personally, I'd never heard of, but he's relatively renowned in the industry in northern Germany. He'd set up Chameleon Studios there, and he liked it. And Andre said to me, look, I'm so sorry, I can't do it, but get in touch with Klaus. He'll do a great job. And so I did. And I wrote to Klaus. I said, well, you've heard it. Would you be willing to? And he said, I love it. I'll do it. I'd love to do it. And let's make it great. And the thing was that by that point, we were tracking, we had about 52 tracks because I haven't mentioned, I also, just a little insert here that I owe a massive debt of gratitude to some other musicians, one being Elizabeth Zeder, who's my friend and musical colleague here in
Okay.
Galtine. She came in to do backing vocals, but she also did some outtakes where she there's some female vocals in the intro that sort of interweave in the intro,
Sure.
and it that creates a very lovely feeling, and that's due to Elizabeth's beautiful voice. And then I all had some other backing vocals from my old friend and colleague Mikey Pender, who patched those in from UK. And the bass, I had an electro bass down, but I got a live bass playing with one of my bandmates, Pablo Cadenas, Paul Chains, who patched in from
Very
Cadiz. And
cool.
he added, because I really, it had like an electro bass, but it lacked a bit of feel, and especially as it goes into the pre-chorus, and I start to sing, don't you feel like you've been here before? The bass really starts moving, and that's what I
Yeah.
wanted. I wanted the song to move off, and the bass really does it there. But the long and the short of it was lots of tracks, and
Right.
I
I
tried
mean,
to do pre
yeah.
oh,
More
and
than anything,
I tried to.
I love that you've surrounded yourself with this community of people that you can rely on to bring their
Well.
own flavor and taste to your music.
That's another thing I think I learned. You know, you can do it all on your own, but it's
Yeah,
bloody hard. And
exactly.
lots of other people are much better than you at
Yeah.
all these different elements, you know.
Complicated.
So the point was, so yeah, I mean, I tried to mix it and it was a sound soup, you know. It was, I'm totally, I mean, I can mix simple things, but and it's good to have an idea of how to do that, but I couldn't do it. And Klaus sent it back to me, and I think we did one tiny revision. That was it, because it was great. It was
Perfect.
absolutely great.
No complaints there. So then it sort of begs the question of like, what's the plan for the future here? Like, are you working on more than one track at a time? Do you have an idea what you want to do with your sound?
So basically, this track came from a bigger project.
Oh.
So when I finished the songwriting course, I had so much really exciting ideas. I thought, I know what, I'm going to do another album. I'm going to do it based on this. I had like these eight tracks, yeah, I have a working title called Deep Blue Sea,
Okay.
for which doesn't sound very upbeat, right?
It does,
I had this idea,
generally.
it this yeah, but I had this idea. I'd always been very interested in this idea of Icarus. And the mythology of Icarus, and this young man who has to, flee an island with his father, and they strap these wings. It's an ancient Greek myth. And they strap the wings on, and they fly away. And his dad says, "Hey, let's go, but don't fly too close to the sun." And the sun goes off and flies too close, and then plummets down. There's very famous paintings and imagery surrounding that. And there's a particular image by, I think it's Bruegel, who which has this beautiful image of a bay,
Sure.
a seascape, Mediterranean seascape, and there's this sort of angel just plummeting straight down. And the point is, in the picture, nobody notices. Everyone just is just carrying on. There's a chap sort of plowing the field in the foreground, and there's a chap fishing down there, and there's a boat, and everyone's just looking away as this angel's going. So this was this idea that I had, that I would do something around this deep blue sea, and
Yeah.
so I've got other tracks lined up, and but what had happened was I just started to focus, and I thought, well, look, that's all very well, but I'm going to focus on one, and the one I'm going to focus on is going up, and it's taken me, 18 months just to do the one.
Right, exactly. I mean, I think it's more of a learning process because, obviously you've pivoted your sound a little bit. You know what you're looking for. And, I hope that the next one doesn't take another 18 months. But at the same time, like, your name is on it, so you want it to sound good and you have your own standards. I understand it.
Did you get a chance to see the video?
No, I didn't.
Oh gosh. Well,
You'll have to
I'll
send
send
that
you the link.
over. Yes,
I'll
please
have to
do.
send it to you. It's good because the video goes out tomorrow. Can we speak a little
Okay.
bit about the video? Or I don't know how much time we've got.
No. Yeah, please talk about the video.
Well, I've never done a music video before, which has had me. I mean, I've had put some videos up, but
Sure.
nothing featuring me. And I was quite nervous about it. But once I got the mix master back of Go, and I thought, right, this is the one. This is the one to start with. So let's do
Nice.
it. And I'd been in touch with a local videographer, and we filmed from dawn till dusk. He
Nice.
worked extraordinarily hard. We did about 3 days' work in one day. And I live here in southern Spain, in a what they call a Pueblo Blanco, which is a white village up in the hills. And it's just such a beautiful landscape.
I'm
And
sure of
I
it.
got my kids involved, this local villages involved, and the light was beautiful. David is, originally he's a photographer, and he's this very beautiful way of framing things, and he has done an absolutely terrific job. And we basically filmed at sunrise over on some rocks below the castle. We filmed in the streets, in a there's an old convent where we filmed in front of my house in the village, with kids dancing in the street. Then we
Yeah.
finished up with the band that I play with, who Elizabeth features in the in actually sings on the track, but that we did you know playback as the sun went down behind us.
Nice.
And yeah, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, please. No, and obviously we'll get it included in the articles so that everyone else can check it
absolutely.
out. Absolutely. I've got a couple more for you. I want to know
Going.
what does the rest of this year look like for you? Obviously, you've got the song out and it took a long time, but
Yeah.
what are the plans for the rest of 2023?
Well, what a great question. Music isn't the only thing I do, you see.
Sure.
Music is not my day job. So I'm really busy in the summer
Okay.
with my other job. I'm a chef. So
Okay.
you know, it's tourism season, so
Oh yeah.
I'm busy with that. Once that calms down, then I hope to do some gigging in the autumn. I've been playing with I mentioned Jose Maria. He has a new album out, and I've been playing with his band. We played in Madrid and Toledo and Cadiz, Sevilla, Vejer, Tarifa last winter.
Sure.
So we hope to pick that up again. And then what I really want to do is I wanted to take time over the winter to really focus on producing the other tracks.
Of course.
They will not, I think what I'm going to do is I've got one other track in that bunch, which is quite electro pop. So there'll be one other quite electro
Sure.
sound. And then the other ones I might keep quite simple, just because the effort of doing these huge productions is quite a lot. The other thing is, you know, I'm independent. I don't have to put out a homogenous album.
Right. That's the best
Who
part.
cares?
You go by your own
You know,
schedule. You
no one is
do.
telling me what to do.
Yeah,
Yeah,
that's
I mean,
nice.
I'm held to my own standards of just, I
Totally.
want my music to mean something,
Of course.
You know, I want it to be meaningful. I'd like the music to, I'd like there to be a harmony between the music and the lyric. But in terms of B, I can just let it take its own course. And so,
Nice. That's what it's all about. You can keep the plans loose. I appreciate that.
And it might turn out being another single or an
Yeah,
EP
who knows? Hey,
line. Yeah.
that's okay.
Because the other thing, I did realize in the other albums that, you know, it's all very well doing an album, but, you know, who cares? You know, you do all the work.
Yeah.
You do eight times the work for
Right.
one launch.
Exactly.
And actually, you know, maybe an EP or, you know, or might be better. So let's see.
See, time will tell. We'll take it easy.
Yeah.
My last question for you here is, it's basically for the person that is going to listen to your music for the first time, what is an opening message that you'd like to say to them?
I'd love people to open their minds to the lyric.
Sure.
Listen to the lyric, because I think, you know, different genres, right? Not
Yeah.
everyone likes my music. I know that. Not, you know, everyone's into the sort of music I'm into. But I guess that lyric is important to me. So, you know, if you like, you know, sort of Bob Dylan, Leonard Cohen, and, you know, you're interested in the texture of lyrics,
yeah,
then that's important in my music. And I would also say, I mean, if you're going to listen to my music that's out there, you know, if you listen to Going Up, don't expect everything else to be like Going Up, because there's a whole mix
Sure.
of things in there,
But
right?
that's okay, because people will listen and they'll pick out what they like, or they might like it all. You never know. Cast a wide net. No, I think that's a
Absolutely. So,
great answer.
is that good?
No, that's perfect. Neil, I want to thank you so much, obviously, for taking
Yeah,
the time.
thank
I'm
you.
so happy we can make this work. Please let me plug your song for you once again. If you missed it the first time around, the song is called Go On Up. By the time this comes out, the song will be out, and we will have the links in our articles so you can listen and follow along and watch the video and do all the fun stuff. But yeah, thank you so much. I'm so happy that we could connect.
Absolutely. Awesome. Thanks so much. And love what you do. And best of luck with it.
Yeah, thank you so much. All right, I hope you have an amazing rest of your night, and hope to speak soon. All right,
All right.
I'll talk to you later. Bye bye.
Bye for now. Bye then. Bye bye.